I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to have you here. It is wicked cold here in Boston, and we are far from alone. 75% of the U.S. population will see temperatures fall below freezing this week. Some of us are used to this kind of weather. Mia Atokiak lives in Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. Her town is way, way up north in Canada, above the Arctic Circle.
So yeah, the temperature here in Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, right now is minus 55 with the wind chill and minus 40 without the wind chill. So it's a little hard to walk outside because it's just so cold.
That would be 40 below and pretty normal, Mia says. So how do people in Cambridge Bay make it work?
Driving snowmobiles at this time of year because our trucks are frozen. I mean, for example, my truck has been completely frozen for the last week, has not been able to start because at one point in this week it got down to minus 60 with the wind chill.
Mia tells us the real problem in far northern Canada isn't cold winters, it's warm summers. Up there, they build their houses and everything else on the permafrost, and the permafrost is melting.
In the last few years, because of the hot, hot summers we've been having, a lot of permafrost has melted. That causes huge cracks in the earth all around Cambridge Bay because we've been having hotter summers.
Far west of Nunavut in Alaska, people are noticing a warm winter. Tim Marshall Cogdill helps organize the Willow 300 dog sled race in Willow, Alaska. The organizers had to cancel the race this year because of unexpected rain. Cogdill wants to make sure mushers and dogs alike are safe, but he didn't make much of the rain.
You know, this is Alaska. Our weather changes continuously. We deal with the weather on a weekly basis here. It is what it is, and is it unseasonably warm? Sure, you bet.
KTUU's meteorologist Jackie Purcell, on the other hand, says that this week alone has had a striking difference in temperature. But she's been in the state for a while now.
And I also grew up in Anchorage, Alaska. I can truly say that, yeah, we used to walk through some very cold weather on our way to school. You cannot count on having a good snowpack for the entire winter season anymore. And just this past winter, our local ski resorts had to delay their openings because of inadequate snow cover.
So parts of Alaska are warmer than usual, and we know that much of the U.S. is colder than normal. This is all about the out-of-whack polar vortex.